This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make, and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business, ready to help you, and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's great to be back. I really mean that. I don't know if the Danettes feel that way, but it's great for me to be back. It's a Monday, a lot to recap. Best and worst of the weekend. You can be part of the program. Dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Operator, Tyler the Operator, standing by to take your phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that. Coming up, stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, you can go to the website. We got a lot of t-shirts there available, and Penny's Bang Biscuits now in a couple of different sizes for your puppy. And they're handmade from scratch using healthy, all natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. All right, we'll dive into a couple of topics here in no particular order. This past weekend, we finally got an answer to one of the bigger questions of the NFL offseason. After the Browns picked up Deshaun Watson, all eyes have been on the former number one overall pick by the Browns, Baker Mayfield. And over the last couple of months, it's become clear he wanted a chance at another start. There was talk maybe Carolina. There was talk maybe Seattle. There was talk maybe they could have some kind of reconciliation. He could go back to Cleveland. But now he's gone. And the trade seems like it's good for both. Mayfield gets a shot at revamping his career. The Browns escape an $18 million cap hit. And Carolina's kind of getting a bargain here, it feels like, or the potential for a bargain. But no matter what you think of Baker Mayfield or the Panthers, it's hard to say the deal doesn't have the potential to help everybody out. I was curious, after Baker Mayfield was traded, what would be the over-under with wins according to DraftKings? And that over-under is 6.5. Not much of an impact there. Also, factor this in, because when it comes to interceptions, since Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, they have thrown the first and second most interceptions in the NFL, respectively, since they came into the league in 2018. Baker Mayfield has thrown 56. Sam Darnold has thrown 52. Those are your two quarterbacks in Carolina. But Carolina is at least interesting. And I've said this before many times. There are teams that maybe they win 7, 8, 9 games, but they're not interesting. And you could have a team that's not that good, but still interesting. Carolina, maybe they get 6, 7 wins. But now they're interesting because of Baker Mayfield. But if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And actually, you have three, because I really like Matt Corral. That's why I was surprised. If I'm Carolina and I invested in Matt Corral, then I would give him that opportunity to at least have 1 year in the on-deck circle with Sam Darnold, and then maybe you give him a chance here. But you got a head coach who might be in the last year of his deal there with Carolina, and you bring in Baker Mayfield, maybe that gives Matt Rhule a little bit more leeway here. But I don't know what you get out of Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's just, this is a team that sort of is still stuck in neutral. You made a deal, you got Baker Mayfield, maybe there's something there, but you're not going to make the playoffs. Does he want to stay there? Is there a bigger picture there? What kind of numbers can you put up on that team? Because he has to look good for another team to be interested in him. Or Carolina to go, you know what? Let's extend him. But are you going to extend him at $40 million a year? And by the way, when you think about ages, Baker Mayfield, I think, is older than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I think, is 25, going on 26. That's when you start your careers, or at least it used to be. Baker Mayfield's 27. And I always had high regard for Sam Darnold. I thought he regressed the last year he was at USC. There was talk he was going to be the number one overall pick. There was talk that he was the safe pick in that draft. But he went to the Jets, and we know what happens when you go to the Jets. Crazy things happen when you go to the Jets. Look at the Jets situation right now with their quarterbacking situation. Wow. Zach Wilson, come on down. Jets got more interesting now. You know, they used to have parents' night, you know, when you'd play in high school. It'd be like, you know, football field. You walk out with your parents there and – Zach apparently lost his girlfriend and she's dating somebody on the Commanders, and Zach might be dating somebody else, close to his parents. So, you know, they wanted him to be mature. So maybe he's just hanging around some mature people there. Yeah, Paulie.
Now I know why he went to BYU, the mascot.
The Cougar?
There you go. Sit down there for like 3 days.
Wow.
I made that joke at home and no one got it.
Wow. Yeah. Also, here's another thing. When somebody leaves your organization, try to have a nice, I don't know, Hallmark greeting card to say thank you. You know, you don't have to say, you know, and this is coming from the Browns, that Baker was childish and immature. This is the same organization who brought in Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson didn't show that he was mature. Baker Mayfield hadn't been accused of anything other than probably being immature and childish. You don't have to settle any lawsuits when you're doing that. It's just his play. He played hurt, played through an injury. But when the Browns say, Baker was childish and immature, don't say this, because you set yourself up here that if I'm a player and I leave an organization that loves to talk, or, you know, you kick you out the door and you're saying things, just be bigger with this. All right. You made your move and you're going to live with Deshaun Watson. But just because Baker Mayfield acted a certain way, you drafted him. That owner drafted him. So it's on you. You got a problem. You didn't do your research. You didn't know who Baker Mayfield was. All I know is, for the most part, when when Jared Goff left the Rams, they did the right thing and they tried to be nice. You know, Sean McVay could have been better at rolling out the red carpet to send him to Detroit, and he admits that. But the Browns just say something nice. We appreciate he played hard. He played hurt. It didn't work out. We wish him the best. And we look forward to seeing him week one because Carolina plays Cleveland week one. By the way, Cleveland is a one-point underdog in Carolina against Baker Mayfield. All right, Seton, what kind of poll question do you have today?
Oh, man, that's fun.
The ones we can use on the air. I've got, speaking of Baker Mayfield, how about who starts week 14 for the Carolina Panthers?
Week 14?
Yes, week 14.
Love it. Nondescript.
Yes. I'm going Matt Corral.
It's the week after their bye week, which is classic. How many quarterbacks can the Panthers run through in 13 weeks? Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Matt Corral.
Others? Question mark?
Question mark.
Yeah. By the way, we're alluding to the story that's out there about Zach Wilson, his ex-girlfriend. She's now dating a former teammate, best friend of Zach Wilson's at BYU. And he's a wide receiver, I think, with the Commanders. And Zach is rumored, according to his ex-girlfriend, to be dating his mom's best friend. I think I got that right.
This is the story that has launched a million memes, and it's just been fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
So basically on the Instagram, someone called out
the Graham.
Zach Wilson's former girlfriend for starting to date another football player, like they were calling her a not nice phrase.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay, you want to go that way? Zach was dating this person, and then the story went out there. This story, Dan, by the way, is actually bigger internationally than it is here. Like the Daily Mail in London has it in their sports air quotes section.
Wow.
Because they don't care about the NFL, but they care about stories where, you know, star quarterbacks are dating moms.
Yes.
Paraphrasing.
Right around the draft, Zach Wilson's
air quotes.
Like Instagram was just him, like, you know, in the mirror doing selfies and all this stuff, or like a picture of him, you know, finding out he's getting drafted and he's smiling at his phone or whatever. And now it's like every single one of those is like, it's Zach in the mirror in his bathroom in his suit, and it's like getting ready for mom's book club.
Wow.
Like,
wow. All of a sudden, Zach's going to the PTA meetings there. Why is Zach Wilson here for the PTA meeting? Yeah, Marv.
They call me daddy, but for a different reason.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Like the Daily Mail, American Pie, the Mormon version. Jets quarterback and girl. I'm reading a headline.
Wow.
And girlfriend split over claims he slept with mom's best friend.
Okay.
This is in the Daily Mail in
Daily
London.
Mail, yeah.
Which I subscribe to.
Yeah.
We're all adults here.
Yeah, we are.
We're all adults.
Yeah. We might be accused of, you know, being childish and immature, just like Baker Mayfield with the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Mrs. Peterson.
No, hi.
Oh, please. Call me Sarah.
The graduate, Mrs. Robinson. What else do we have, Seton?
Here's one from Paulie. Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn because...
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
You know what? Let me wait until after the break to address that.
Let's stay with moms for now.
Yeah.
I understand.
I moved off the story a little too quickly. Okay.
There's always that mom when you're growing up where you're like, gosh, she's, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some. Yeah, Paul.
I should give his name out because everyone might grow up. I had a buddy in high school played on the basketball team. Good guy, fun guy. But he never really had parties at his house. He had a really nice house. Like, it was, you know, he invited me over one summer to go swimming and just grill out. And his mom was there.
Mm.
Holy nuts. It was crazy. And for the rest of the summer, I kept calling him up like, hey, man, how's the pool? Is the pool still working? I didn't get invited back.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
She sure did.
Yes, she does. Yes, Todd.
Can you say your mom's hot or just kind of admire her from afar?
Well, I don't think you could say your mom's hot.
I mean, you can.
You shouldn't. I mean, you say your wife's friends in the neighborhood are hot. Yeah. But I don't know if you could say that.
But, well, that would be like, that's like one of the best things to do to get under your buddy's skin. You know what I mean? Or like you're just trying to mess with your friends or that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I never did. I don't think I remember ever saying that. Although there was a friend of mine, and her mom was striking. But that's about as far as my compliments got, would be like, hey, how's your mom? It was always like, how's your mom doing? And she'd go, you never ask about my dad. I go, oh, how's your dad doing?
He doesn't look like her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your dad, he looks generic.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah. Your mom. Wow. Yes, Paul.
So when the Jets open mini camp, training camp, whatever, training camp, and their quarterback has to go before the media for the first time, some reporter's going to have to ask this question. I can't wait.
Probably somebody from the Daily Mail in London is going to ask it.
Send someone over.
I don't know if anybody here, stateside, I can't imagine Peter King going, Zach, Peter King, Monday morning quarterback, can you confirm or deny a relationship with your wife's husband? I'll take my answer off the air. Wow. Got interesting. And they were, the Jets were saying, man, he's shown this maturity here in the offseason. I'm like, okay. All right. You go, Zach.
Is it a different way?
I don't know. Like, something's rubbing on that maturity.
He went mature, just not in the way they thought he was going.
He's dating mature.
Yes,
he's not playing mature.
Yeah. Let's go.
How about we take a break here? Take a break. We're back. We're back. And we're better. Well, I don't know if we're better than ever, but we're back. We'll get a poll question here today. Your phone calls are welcome, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is Hour 2 on a Monday. Good to be back. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do, every Monday. What you liked, you didn't like from over the weekend. In fact, the past week. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Weekends are better. MLB Sunday leadoff. Catch the Royals visiting the Blue Jays. Coverage starting Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern only on Peacock. We got a poll question. Got another great stat of the day coming up. Seton, you want to give us the results from the first hour of this program?
Yeah, Dan, Kevin Durant, 54% of the audience right now saying Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn because that's just what he does.
Yeah, trying to figure this out. We have a Kevin Durant game. I don't know if we've ever played the Kevin Durant game, but Paulie is the host of the new Kevin Durant game.
I think we have music for this.
Okay, here we go. All righty.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
Okay, first part of the game. Can anyone tell me the year we last had Kevin Durant on the Dan Patrick Show? We'll start there. Guess the year the last time Kevin Durant appeared on our show. We did run into him at the Uncle Drew premiere.
Yes, we did.
We did not have him on.
Yeah, he sat behind us. I would have no recollection with this.
That's almost the right answer. It was 2013, January 2013.
Okay.
Well, it's almost 10 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
He's due.
You asked him a question. The question was, what was your favorite NBA team growing up? And I think he grew up in the D.C. area.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, he did.
So a lot of people assumed he would say one of the Washington teams or whatever it may be.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. I wanted to play for the blank. That was my favorite team. I wanted to play for the blank. That was my favorite team. I'll start with the very quiet Todd Fritz.
The L.A. Lakers.
Seton O'Connor.
The Toronto Raptors, I believe.
Let's see. Marvin.
The Sonics.
Dan Patrick.
The Knicks.
The Knicks. So here is what Kevin Durant said to us 9 years ago.
Who did you grow up wanting to play for?
Believe it or not, I wanted to play for the Toronto Raptors. That was my favorite team growing up.
Why?
I was a big Vince Carter fan, and I just liked their jerseys, to be honest. And, you know, that was a new team when I was growing up, so I wanted to be a part of that.
I'm sure that they would love to have had you. But you love Carter just because of the jumping ability?
Yeah, just his enthusiasm he showed, his athleticism, and, you know, how he brought Toronto from being one of the newer teams in the league to, you know, almost going to the finals. So, you know, he changed the culture there in Toronto.
All right, congratulations, Seton.
Most people don't realize this, but I have an encyclopedic knowledge of this show and the interviews that we.
Paulie usually does.
No, I don't. I don't. I was just trying to be a wise ass.
I know.
There are times
that we'll show, you know, archival interviews, and I'll go, "When did we interview him?" Or, "I didn't know he was on the show."
We just had one in the break. We just showed Jim Gaffigan. I was like, "We had Jim Gaffigan on the show?"
In studio.
Where was I? And then they cut to the camera. I'm sitting right there. Get the hell out of here.
All right, Paulie, are we done with the Kevin Durant game?
But it is interesting that he liked the uniforms. They were kind of made fun of, those uniforms. Remember with the purple?
Wait, he can go back to the Raptors.
Yeah.
That was, I guess, one of the destinations for Kevin Durant.
If you're the Raptors and you know that, the Raptors have cooled off a little bit lately since Kawhi left.
But they would have to give up two good players in Toronto. They would keep Fred VanVleet, but they'd give up Siakam and who's the other player? I should know this. Anybody have Toronto's roster in front of them? Searching. Anybody?
Typing. This is where we need the typing sound effect.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the point, is that we don't know that many players on the Raptors. They're dipping.
Isn't there like OG?
OG Anunoby?
Yeah. Maybe he's thrown in there as well. All right. So that's the Kevin Durant game.
Yeah. Shocker that he grew up liking the Raptors.
All right. Welcome to the program. Already in progress. More phone calls coming up. And got our poll question. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. A couple other things here. Damian Lillard has decided that, he wants to stay. He's going to be in there for the long haul with the Portland Trail Blazers. And a lot of people have questions about this, it feels like. So the offseason is interesting because you got big names, Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, available, at least maybe available, and they're both considered top talents. But they decided that they were going to stay with their respective teams. And Lillard can take over a game. I don't think he'll ever be given his full credit because we did see him in the playoffs, and he did hit a big shot in the playoffs, and we like that enthusiasm. He's not afraid of anybody, but you're not winning. So he's an all-star player, but he's just not going to win anything. I don't know if he gets to the point after these next 2 years where he says, all right, I've done everything I can do. There's nothing here. Let me go someplace else. And I don't know what his trade value would be. It's like Kevin Durant. Like, he's 34. Do I want to sign him up for these next 4 years? Can I trust him for 4 years? Damian Lillard's 32 next week. I can get 3 really good years out of him. At least I hope. But does he get to the point where he's like, we're not winning. How about I'll help the organization, you help me, and I'll go someplace else. And then maybe he's that second or third player on a team, and he's got a chance to win a championship. I don't know how important it is to him. Like, he's talking about his loyalty to the franchise. And keep in mind, nobody knew about Damian Lillard. They brought him in. He has proven to be a Hall of Fame player. But you're not winning. And it's not because of him. You're just not going to win anything in Portland. And they've tried to get players there. They've tried to make moves there. But if you're Damian Lillard, at some point, do you care about your legacy? Do you care what people are going to say when it's all said and done? Because you're going to be another player who joins that growing list of great player never won a title. And I've always thought that that was an unfair list. Because Patrick Ewing, there were players who played in the Jordan era. Well, you weren't winning championships. It's almost like playing in the Brady era. If you're an AFC quarterback in the Brady era, you didn't get to a Super Bowl. Well, chances are Brady was probably in your way. Dan Marino is the one that always stands out. Is Dan Marino a better quarterback than Joe Montana? I think there's a debate there. I think Dan Marino changed the position. Like, when you think about quarterbacks who changed the position, Dan Marino is there. He was the first, it felt like, being the gun, have 5 wide, and he was just going to pick you apart. And he had the quickest release of anybody I ever saw in the NFL. But he went to the Super Bowl, lost to Joe Montana, never got back. It doesn't diminish Marino, in my eyes, because I think sometimes we'll say, well, the quarterback, you won, or the quarterback lost. And there are times when we've seen the quarterback win in spite of the quarterback. Or a team loses and the quarterback played great. We give a lot of emphasis on that. And basketball, you're 1 of 5 players. You can control a game. A great player can control a game. And maybe its outcome. But I don't want Dame to be looked at any differently than being a Steph Curry type player, a great player. But Steph has got hardware here. Dame hasn't won an MVP. And it's not even fair to put him in that category because Steph is a better player, more accomplished player. But he's in that grouping there of great players in the era. Yeah, Paul.
And this whole thing, it does translate right to quarterbacks. You mentioned quarterbacks like Dan Marino. If I said who's going to the Hall of Fame, you had to put a week's pay on it. Matthew Stafford or Philip Rivers?
Matthew Stafford now.
Yeah, now.
He won the Super Bowl.
I think everyone would agree if you're betting Phillip Rivers. Matthew Stafford has been to one Pro Bowl. Phillip Rivers has been to eight.
Yeah, I know.
Their regular season careers are not that close. Phillip Rivers, his team usually won. They were usually a 10-win team plus. He won like seven or eight playoff games. Never got to a Super Bowl. But Phillip Rivers may not go to the Hall of Fame because he didn't get even an appearance. Tony Romo, if he had one Super Bowl title and Eli Manning had one, Romo's stats are better in the regular season.
Yeah, see.
It feels like Phillip Rivers, though, to me, when you hear the name, is an absolute yes for the Hall of Fame.
He might be an absolute yes, but Matthew Stafford winning a Super Bowl, and he did it in Los Angeles, so now he's a Hall of Famer.
Had to chase that ring.
But Phillip Rivers, I think we looked at Phillip Rivers as like he should have accomplished more because he played on better teams. We never used that against Matthew Stafford. It was like, man, Stafford's a good quarterback, or man, he's thrown for 5,000 yards. Phillip Rivers was always on really, really competitive teams, and I think we thought he should have accomplished more. But it's just tricky with labels. And if Dame Lillard wants to stay in Portland, I mean, it's nice to be able to make $60 million a year. That helps, and it'll go a long way in Portland. But if he decides after 2 years, hey, can you send me to this team and maybe I get a chance to win a championship? I'm not going to hold that against him. It's like, you know, when Gary Payton and Karl Malone were playing for the Lakers, or Steve Nash. And I went, I don't hold that against him. You know, Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen in Houston. Like, all right, you tried. Didn't work out. You tried. But they also, Charles, what he did single-handedly, it felt like, with Phoenix, to get them to a championship game, to the finals against Jordan. No. Dame Lillard is going to stay. Kevin Durant wants out, and we still want to know why. Do you have, you want to play career salary with Dame Lillard in Portland?
I may need a second.
Okay. All right. By the way, there was a moment in the Summer League, and I love myself some Summer League, where Russell Westbrook Jr. III was sitting in a different part of the gym than LeBron.
Scandalous.
And then I thought, is this a big deal? Because let's say I walked into a gym and Paulie was there, and maybe he was sitting with some buddies or something. I mean, I might wave to him, and then if I was going over to see somebody else, but we see each other every day. I don't know if there's body language here that, you know, LeBron's like, hey, Russ, how you doing? And then that's it? I think you got to do a drive-by bro hug. Just so nobody talks about it. Because I don't know if Russ goes, yeah, oh, yeah, LeBron, yeah, okay. You stab me in the back. You want me out of here? Okay, hey, good to see you. And then LeBron's going, hey, Russ, you know, you're not going to be a Laker much longer. Yeah. Can't wait for Kyrie to get here. Yeah, see.
It is funny because of like a piece of video that you see where they're sitting as far away from each other that we assume that they didn't say hello to each other at some point in the entire night.
Here is Darvin Ham, the Lakers head coach. Now, he's saying all the right things because he has to. But does he really feel this about Russell Westbrook?
In this system, this 4-out-1-in system, he's going to have a chance to screen and roll and make plays in the half roll. He's going to have a chance to run on the break, slash, get layups. He's going to have a chance to sprint out to the corner, flatten the defense, get corner threes, as well as the things that he already does well in terms of getting the ball and pushing the pace and pushing the tempo. So I'm excited as hell to have Russell Westbrook on our team.
Okay. I don't know if I want him taking corner jumpers. Threes. They hit the side of the backboard. Plus, I can't have Russ do something that he hasn't done before. Like, I'm going to ask him at what, age 33? Hey, we need you to do this. You know what I would love for him to do? How about you just play hard, play defense, and take it to the hoop. Be an energizing guy on offense and defense. You're not a star anymore. You're not. We need you to be a great role player for us. And your role may change from game to game. But you might be an Andre Iguodala. Like you might have to understand what your place is. Because there's a reason why you've been on, what, four teams in 4 years. you're not a star anymore. You may get paid like that, but that's not going to last much longer here. How about you do this? You give me everything you got on defense, because Darvin Ham is all about defense. And that team did not play defense. Doesn't play defense. That's what I would ask him to do. Now, he's not going to want to do that, but I'm asking him, if you're going to change for me, then I need you to change this way. And that seems like that's something that he could do. You can't say, hey, I want you to be a three-point specialist. That's not happening. But I can't ask you to play hard, play defense, fight over screens. Don't be lazy. Yes, Todd.
And if LeBron hears that soundbite, does he say, Coach, can I talk to you for a minute about the game plan?
All right. Do we have the Damian Lillard career salary?
We do.
All right.
Okay. It took some time.
All right. Here's our theme music.
Salary, 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 salary.
All right, Paulie.
This is a big one. And this might be the biggest career salary game we've ever played as far as the total number.
Oh.
Up until this point in his career, Damian Lillard has made $191 million. His biggest paycheck was this past season, $39
million. All right.
He just signed an extension. So he is under contract with your Blazers, Dan, for one, two, three, four, five more seasons. When that contract ends, and it appears to be guaranteed, how much will he have made in his entire career? Dan, I'm going to let you go last.
Okay.
Fritzy, you're here. What do you got?
$386 million.
Okay.
Seton O'Connor.
Let's see. The last 2 years of that is 120, correct?
Yes.
Correct. 121.
Jeepers creepers. Man.
Jeepers creepers would be a correct guess. I would give you that.
Okay. I'm going with jeepers creepers.
Okay.
Marv?
Jeepers creepers. I'm going with $430 million.
All right.
Dan?
I'm going $401.9. 900.
As much as I'd like to give it to Seton for Jeepers Creepers, Marvin is correct with 430. He will be at $450 million for playing basketball.
Now, don't need to chase a ring. You can just buy one off eBay. Is anybody higher in the history of the NBA? Well, where's LeBron on this?
He doesn't make a lot during the season.
Oh.
His contracts are always not necessarily in the top five.
Because I remember when KG was the highest paid player career-wise, like $330 million.
There was a handful of guys like Shaq, Garnett, and Jason Kidd who broke the $300 million mark. I think Alex Rodriguez was first with $300 million on the field for baseball.
Hmm. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back, get to more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We are back. I don't know if we're better than ever, but great to be back from vacation. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, as we always do every Monday. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Emails, tweets, all the above are welcome. Say good morning to Peacock, those watching, our streaming partner. You can download the app, watch for free, and our radio affiliates around the country. We got our poll question. We've got a couple of poll questions going on, and I'm not sure what we're going to do in the final hour of the program, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Dan, right now we had hour one. Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn because, 53% of the audience saying that's just what he does. It follows up by, knows he can't win here. Coach management is the least. Has been voted on the least amount of times. Are you surprised by that?
Well, it feels like it's either just one or two things here that he could be upset about or doesn't like. They didn't extend Kyrie, and now Kyrie wants out. And as a result, Katie's like, well, if you're not going to stay, then I'm not going to stay. But if you go to Phoenix, I think we always look like, well, Katie wants to go to Phoenix. Man, him with Devin Booker. All right. If I'm the Nets, this guy's got has four years left. It was a year ago that he signed this contract, 11 months ago. And I would say, hey, oh, you want to go to Phoenix? All right. We want Devin Booker. Do you still want to go to Phoenix? Because that's what I'd be asking for. And this is still a guy who's one of the top three or four players in the game. I can't get leftovers. I can't get scraps. You know, you're going to give me draft picks. If you're the Nets, that's what you want, draft picks.
I just love the storyline, though, the idea that Kevin Durant ends up in Portland, who should have drafted him in the first place.
No. You're right. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love to see KD and Dame Lillard together.
Oh, man.
But if I'm the Nets, I say, you want KD? We want Dame Lillard. Like, why wouldn't you want their best player? You're going to get our best player. we want your best player. And then a lot of these trade offers are probably going to disappear. Kyrie to the Lakers, you get him for a first-round pick in 2027 or 2029 or maybe both. Because if I'm LeBron, I just say, hey, give him 2027 and 2029. I'm not going to be here. Kyrie's not going to be here. And these are going to be low first-round picks. And let's try to win another championship here. But I'm not giving you our best players for scraps. But teams sometimes do this. I mean, Rudy Gobert going to Minnesota, you sort of set the market and you go, okay, what's it cost? Rudy Gobert is a very good player. In today's NBA, I just don't know how much of a factor he is. Like, all right, I got a guy who can rebound and he can play defense. Okay. If they get rid of D'Angelo Russell, then I like their chances. I like their team. But now you get draft picks, first-round draft picks. And I don't know what those draft picks are going to be because you're sending him there. He makes them better, so your draft picks are going to be worse. But that seems to be the going market here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Dodgers swept the season series from the Cubs for the first time in franchise history. They rallied from a pair of five-run deficit to beat the Cubs. Also, Albert Pujols is now fifth on the all-time home run list. He hit his 684th career home run, helping the Cardinals over the Phillies. And he's going to be an all-star this year? Albert Pujols?
Yeah, they're kind of adding people to the list.
Ceremonial all-star?
Final all-star appearance, get the wave, the crowd, all that good stuff.
Shohei Ohtani is an all-star. Is he an all-star because of being a great pitcher or a great hitter or the combination of both here? Is he great at either one? I think pitching, he's been dominating this year. ERA is under 2.50. I think he's 8-4. Hitting wise, he's always going to have power numbers, but you know, he's not a high average guy, but you get the combination there and you want him in the game. You want him to be the starting pitcher, pitch one inning, and then he gets to go in and bat and maybe has two at bats. But that's really important, I think, to have these players there that people may not watch baseball on a regular basis that you do get a chance to see and maybe there's some fascination there with that. But I love that. I mean, celebrate baseball. It used to be that the All-Star game was competitive. The American League and National League didn't like each other, but then there was no interleague play. And then you had, you get home field advantage in the World Series because Fox said, well, we want something out of this All-Star game. And this way, people are going to watch because you want to see who ends up with home field advantage for the World Series. Now it should be just a celebration. You know, you'll get competitive moments, but I guess if you're going to watch, you're going to watch and watch like the other All-Star games. Just go out there, have fun. We want to see the best players having some fun there. But Shohei Ohtani is an All-Star, and will he be an All-Star as a pitcher and hitter again? Both. I'm guessing, but it feels like he's got the potential to be a better pitcher than hitter. Although that, that might go from season to season because he did have an incredible offensive, when he won the MVP last year. But as far as, what he does as a pitcher and throwing that in, and I hope he's able to do both for a long time. Yeah, Paul.
If he got enough starts, he could get one of those Jacob deGrom Cy Youngs where you're like 11-4 or something, where your team doesn't support you. Because he's 8-4 this year with the Angels. And the Angels are, 20 games out of first.
Yeah.
They stink. And they don't support him in any way. But he got 23 starts last year. Let's say he got up to, 29, 30 starts, like a most major league pitchers. He'd be if you prorate that for where he is right now, he'd be 19-8 in the American League with a 2.44 ERA. That's Cy Young stuff.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And even if Ohtani doesn't have a great batting average, you're still amazed with the way the sound of the ball goes off the bat. And especially for an exhibition, that could be enough of a reason to see him do his thing, even if he's not batting 300.
Yeah, I love to watch. I love to listen to him at the plate. Not many guys you say that about. There's certain guys that you love to listen to them pitch. And the first person I ever heard in person was Nolan Ryan. Like, I heard the pitch when it hit the catcher's mitt. It just sounded different. It almost exploded. And I always felt like, you know, and catchers would wear a sponge inside the mitt just to reduce some of that impact that you would have with Nolan throwing. And back then, you might have had radar, but not every pitch was, you know, they didn't have a gun, I don't believe. And I don't know how accurate it was, but I just remember when he threw, it was different than anybody. Doc Gooden was another pitcher that it sounded different when it got to home plate. All right, we'll get some phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend. By the way, Tyreek Hill on his podcast. Now, this is what I love. When you have an athlete who says something on his podcast, like Draymond Green, I'm all for it. Like, you can say whatever you want. You might have to eventually back it up. Whereas KD, he may not say anything on his podcast. You know, it'll be about the media and the narrative and spinning things. And I would just ask him one question. KD, why do you want out of Brooklyn now? That's all. Just tell me. Don't make this a media thing. What did you tell the Nets? Why do you want out of Brooklyn? That's it. That's all I care about. And until he answers that, don't tell me he's got a podcast, because I don't care. Tyreek Hill, Dolphins wide receiver. He was honest about, now he's been kind of puffing up Tua. Like, hey, you know, yeah, you know, he's the most accurate quarterback. He's saying all these nice things. And I get it. Then he got real, because he said this about Tua this season.
You know, in the NFL, they only give you like 2 to 3 years to be a successful quarterback, especially if you're a first-round draft pick. And if you don't succeed after those years, then it's kick rocks, man. So basically, they don't put Tua into that, you know, I feel like. So it's basically his last year, man, just to show people what he got.
He's saying what everybody else is saying. But this is his quarterback who's going to be throwing to him. And then, of course, we're still talking about Tua underthrowing Tyreek Hill.
You got to get that build up, you know, just like all of the clips they've been releasing and stuff like that. You just can't show it all. Like, that's why I really believe they, like, showed that clip of Tua underthrowing me, you know, just to get people talking, because they really know what Tua capable of, for real.
Okay. Not sure I follow that logic, but because it was a negative for Tua. That we wondered, look, he's not the first quarterback to underthrow Tyreek Hill, and he won't be the last quarterback to do that. The podcast is It Needed to Be Said. Yes, Paul.
Now, Tyreek Hill is saying that the media played the underthrow clip of Tua often to highlight the fact, like, oh, this guy can't throw it. The team released the video. Yeah, Dolphins released a video on the Dolphins Twitter page. Like, it wasn't like a local station was at practice and said, let's take the bad one and put it out there. Don't blame the media.
Yeah.
Blame the social media kid who's 23. Goes, look at this underthrow. I'm going to post this.
You can blame us for a lot of things. You can blame the media for a lot of things. But there are other times when you go, nope, not buying that one. Nope, that's not on us. First of all, it's on Tua, who underthrew him to begin with. Because if Tua overthrew Tyreek Hill, we would go gaga over that. Like, oh my God, he overthrew him.
What a cannon.
Yes. So when we saw him throw an infield fly rule, like, all right, I'll wait this. I'm going to fair catch this. Yeah, we're going to, because we wonder about his arm strength. That's been one of the knocks on him. Plus, I got to be curious about the Dolphins social media team, that they're thinking, hey, we got this incredible piece of video. Yeah, what's happening? Tua underthrows Tyreek Hill. That's how fast Tyreek is. No. We're going to look at Tua can't throw. Yes, he.
It is pretty crazy, though, that he was like, yeah, he's basically got this year to figure out, or it's over.
That's what I loved about it.
And that's why I came here.
Yeah.
What? Dude.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have refuted a podcast. And I don't know if this was a report or a rumor that Jimmy Garoppolo would end up as Tom Brady's successor in Tampa. And, that's not happening. Rick Stroud, our good buddy who covers the team, said nope. And they share the same agent, but Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times said not a chance. Stroud cites an unnamed Buccaneers coach who said if Garoppolo could throw a deep ball, he would have won 2 Super Bowls already. Although I think if you go back, There was a year where Garoppolo had the best percentage, however they equate success, in throwing the deep ball. Might have been 2018 that he was the best deep ball thrower in the NFL.
Well, he wasn't like one for one, was
no,
he?
No, no, no.
Like he, the one he threw.
No, no, no. I think if you check, he was the best deep ball thrower 1 year in the NFL. Maybe more than one. We talked about Baker Mayfield going to Carolina. Okay. I mean, doesn't change much. Makes them a little more interesting. A lot more interesting. That is if he beats out Sam Darnold, who's actually 2 years younger than him. I would have, well, he doesn't cost you anything. I would have played, I would have waited for Matt Corral for another year. I like Matt Corral. Now I got three options there. And I don't know if, well, Matt Corral's not ready. Sam Darnold has been there. And now you got Baker Mayfield coming in there. But the over-under, according to DraftKings, is 6.5 wins for your Carolina Panthers. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.